This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. There is an amazing incident recorded in the books regarding Luqman the Wise. Once his master told him, "Izbah lana hadhihi shat," slaughter this lamb and sheep for me. "Wa'tini bi atyaba mudghataini minha," and then select from it the two tastiest pieces of meat. فَجَاءَ بِالْقَلْبِ وَاللِّسَانِ. He obliged and complied, slaughtered the animal and presented in the service of his master the heart and the tongue. The master asked him, "Are you convinced this is the most palatable pieces of meat?" He said, "Absolutely." A period of time lapsed and now the master asked him to slaughter another lamb, but this time to reverse it around and present him with the most unpalatable pieces of meat. So he slaughtered another lamb. And believe it or not, as strange as it is, he presents the heart and the tongue for the second time. So the master is rather perplexed by this and he said to Luqman, "I asked you for the most palatable, you gave me the heart and the tongue. Then I asked you for the most unpalatable and you gave me the heart and the tongue again." To which Luqman the wise replied, "Laysa fil jasadi mudghatani atyabu minhuma idha taba wa la akhbathu minhuma idha khabutha. Oh my master, there is nothing better than the heart and the tongue when nourished. And there is nothing more wicked than the heart and the tongue when neglected." The famous hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which appears in Ibn Majah, in which he sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that in the body there is a piece of flesh. إِذَا صَلُحَتْ. If this piece of flesh is reformed, صَلُحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ, then the entire body will be reformed. وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ, and when it is neglected, then it will have negative implications on the entire body. Behold, beware, أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبِ, it is the heart. If you were to ask the grammarian or the philologist or the linguist regarding the word qalb in Arabic, which is the word used to describe the heart, what does qalb literally mean? Qalb means something that is ever changing, and that's the nature of the heart. It's evolving, it's changing, it's erratic. Sometimes there's positive energy, sometimes there's negative energy. Sometimes you're energetic to do good, sometimes you're lethargic. That's the nature of the heart. In fact, when we talk about bringing iman on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there are three key components. Iqrar bil lisan, to utter with the tongue. Tasdeeq bil janan, to believe with the heart. Amal bil arkan, and to execute the obedience of Allah through your organs. Hence, if a person proclaims the kalima with his tongue, but denies it with his heart, he's a hypocrite. He's a hypocrite. In fact, in the 14th juz of the Quran, in chapter 16 in Surah An-Nahl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if a genuine believer's life is threatened, somebody comes to him and tells him, denounce the faith, utter a statement of kufr, and to rescue his life, momentarily he utters a statement of kufr, وَقَلْبُهُ مُطْمَئِنٌّ بِالْإِيمَانِ, but at the very time of the utterance of a statement of disbelief, his heart was firmly anchored in belief with Allah, and his heart was aligned with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there will be no consequences upon such a person. Why? Because iman is accommodated in the heart. In fact, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi, of course, the manifestation is in the organs. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "At-taqwa hahuna, at-taqwa hahuna." He said, "Taqwa is in the heart, taqwa is in the heart." Wa ashara ila qalbi, and he pointed to the heart. The Arabic poet said something so amazing, "Nusailu mad-dawa'u idha maridna, wa da'u al-qalbi awla bis-su'ali." When we are unwell or we're sick, be it heart-related or otherwise, we hasten to the doctor. If it's heart-related, we're going to a cardiologist. If we need surgery, it's a cardiothoracic surgeon. And we take active measures because we know that an ailing heart can be critical and can be crucial. But how often do we concern ourselves about the well-being of our spiritual heart? And believe it or not, my brother and my sister, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also speaks about a healthy spiritual heart and an ailing spiritual heart. Like we have a healthy physical heart and an ailing physical heart. So in Jude 19 in chapter 26, the chapter on poets, in verse 88 and verse 89. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says on the day of Qiyamah, لا ينفع مال ولا بنون. Your sons will not avail you. Your assets will not avail you. And verse 89 of chapter 26, إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. But the one who appears before Allah with a healthy heart. That's the literal translation. That's the verbatim translation. Of course, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, Mujahid, Qatada, Hassan Basri and others have unanimously agreed, قَلْبِ السَّلِيمِ, a healthy heart here means a sound heart. And that's the heart of a believer in which there is iman. And contrast this ayah with a verse in chapter 2, the 10th verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٍ. فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٍ. There is a malady in their hearts. There is a sickness in their hearts. Their hearts are unwell. They're not well. فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. And Allah has increased that disease and that malady. And this refers to the munafiqeen and the hypocrites. Just as medically you will be told there are different levels of a sick heart. Some is not so critical, palpitations might not be so intense. You went up a flight of stairs, you broke a sweat, you lost your breath, you went to the cardiologist, he monitored you, he advised you, etc. Certain measures, certain discipline, diet, etc. And you will able to, you know what, regain your strength. Likewise, there are different levels of illness when it comes to the spiritual heart. So the worst is this year, that is hypocrisy. May Allah protect us. And then in chapter 2, in verse 74, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ. Then their hearts became hard. It became like stone. Nay, it was more hard than rocks and stone. And that is where your heart becomes so hard, you cannot cry. My brother, if you praying and you cannot tear, my sister, if you've seen carnage around you and you've seen people in abject poverty and crisis and it cannot make you tear, that's a red flag that your spiritual heart is in degeneration. It's dropping and declining. Jumudul aini min qaswatil qalb. If you cannot tear, that's a sign that your heart has become hard. Your heart has become hard. وَقَسْوَةُ الْقَلْبِ مِنْ كَثْرَةِ الذُّنُوبِ. And your heart becomes hard when there are excessive sinning that is taking place. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu said, لَوْ أَنَّ قُلُوبَنَا طَهُرَتْ مَا شَبِعْنَا مِنْ كَلَامِ رَبِّنَا. If our hearts were pure, we would never tire reciting Quran. If you cannot read Quran for a long period, I'm afraid that is a reflection of an ailing spiritual heart. Rabi' bin Khuthaym, the great tabi'i, said, لَوْ فَارَقَ قَلْبِي ذِكْرُ الْمَوْتِ سَاعَةً فَسَدَ عَلَيَّ. If I were to lose the thought of death for one moment, I consider that to be a fatal blow to my spiritual heart. I consider that to be totally destructive to my spiritual heart. أُطَهِّرُ أَثْوَابِي وَقَلْبِي مُدْنَسْ. The poet says, I take pride in my aesthetics, in my cosmetics, in adorning myself. وَقَلْبِي مُدْنَسْ. But my heart is soiled. My heart is soiled. My brother, my sister, it is time we take active measures to monitor our spiritual heart and reform our heart. Let me leave you with a hadith and a quotation. The hadith appears in Tirmidhi, narrated by Anas ibn Malik. And yet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives us an exercise to monitor our heart. He said to Anas radiallahu anhu, إِنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ أَن تُصْبِحْ وَتُمْسِي وَلَيْسَ فِي قَلْبِكَ غِشٌ لِأَحَدٍ مِّنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَافْعَلْ. Oh, Anas ibn Malik, every morning and evening, if you can monitor your heart and see that there is no antagonism, there is no rancor in it, there is no dislike in it for any of the believers, then do so. Monitor it morning and evening. Is my heart pure? Is my heart clean? Or am I harboring anger, antagonism, dislike? I have all this malice in me, grudges in me. And that is not the heart of a believer. That's not the ideal heart. If you can monitor and see your heart is clean, فَفْعَلْ do so. فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ سُنَّتِي. Because this is one of my practices. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ سُنَّتِي أَحَبَّنِي. And if you love my practice and revive it, you love me. And whoever loves me will be with me in Jannah. I leave you with this quotation, which I came across of Abu Idris, rahimahullah. He said, لَقَلْبٌ نَقِيٌّ فِي ثَوْبٍ دَنِسٍ خَيْرٌ مِنْ قَلْبٍ دَنِسٍ فِي ثَوْبٍ نَقِيٍّ. It is better for you, O my brother, and it is better for you, O my sister, to have a clean heart in soiled clothing than to have a soiled heart in clean clothing.